Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Thanks for being with us here today on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now, he's our Rams insider. Nobody does it better than Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my man, all the talk is we're getting close to wrapping up all the talk. CSU Michigan, just a couple of days away. I know Rams fans are raring to go.
Yeah, it finally is game time, it feels like. And it feels like it's been a really long time, and everyone, I think, is just really eager. You know, it was exciting, you know, spring ball and early camp and everything, but we've reached the point where it's like we just need games. You know, everything that can be learned, talked about, everything in camp, you know, has happened. It's time to get some games.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts, too, to think, okay, we introduced Jay Norvell and this Fort Air Raid and all this. Oh, but your first game is going to be at Michigan. I mean, just insane.
I would love, you know, because obviously publicly they're going to say what you expect. I do think Jay Norvell, is excited about this game and the opportunity it presents. But I would love to, you know, put in the truth serum and say, okay, you know, when you start negotiations for the job, you know, you're worrying more about the big picture and why you might take this job and all that. But when was the first time you took a peek at the 2022 schedule and thought, oh my gosh, my first game will be Michigan?
Oh, and Kevin, I know we talked about this briefly on Rams Weekly last week, and we'll have another edition of that coming up at 5 today. But, you know, we were talking about how When the season was almost over for CSU, and we kind of assumed they were going to lose their last couple of games, whatever, we also said, oh, yeah, and they also start the season against Michigan, so there's another loss. Isn't it weird how it goes from there's another loss to it doesn't matter if they lose. Fort Air Raid is here. I don't care what the score is. This is still an exciting time. It's amazing how the outlook changes based on one coaching hire.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're spot on there because, you know, most likely CSU will have a 7-game losing streak after Saturday. And yeah, if this was, you know, the same coaching staff as last year, it would be, oh boy, here we go. You know, we're off to, you know, a bad start, an expected bad start. But then it would be, I'm not sure if we're going to beat Middle Tennessee. If we don't beat Middle Tennessee, we're not going to beat Washington State. And then after Washington State, you know, Sac State's a good FCS team, and we got killed by an FCS team last year. You know, that's kind of the thought process it would have been if it was the same staff. Instead, it's, we get to go play Michigan. It's going to be fun. Who cares what happens? Then we'll come out, you know, come back home and, you know, air raid, make, you know, the Fort Air Raid debut, and we're just going to unleash it. It's going to be fun. That's how big the mentality shift has been.
It's amazing. It really is. And I love it. I know it's a fun time to be covering this team. Kevin, you were full of so many great takes yesterday when you and I were standing at practice. I'm very intrigued by this one, and I loved it. You said, hey, I don't know that we're going to see, like, we're going to see Fort Air Raid at some point against Michigan, all that kind of style, but you think we might see a different version perhaps on Saturday than what we'll see throughout the rest of the season, meaning maybe they run a little bit more. Maybe they do try to slow things a little bit, slow things down a little more. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah, they're going to take their shots. Jay Norvell even yesterday, I think it was, said, I'm not leaving the big house with any bullets still in my gun, you know? I don't want to do that. So they are still going to do it, but I think you're going to see, and Jay Norvell has also admitted this, you can't be reckless. So you're going to see some help on the blind side. You know, you'll probably see Tanner Arkin blocking alongside Brian Crespo Juarez on the left side there. Just because it'd be foolish to have, you know, all one-on-ones across the board. I think you're going to see some quick little swing passes. I think you are going to see some runs because I think especially early, you just don't want to get landslided in the first quarter. You don't want to be down 21-0, you know, 9 minutes into the game. So I think you'll see a little bit of precaution, if you will, especially early on, just to make sure everyone gets their feet under them. Yeah, you know, that's not to say they're going to be lined up in the I formation or anything like that, but I think you'll see some just cautious maneuvers just to make sure you can get yourself into the game, which I think is wise. I mean, Yeah. You know, we'd all love to see, you know, let's just go five wide and fling it, but I'm not sure that's necessarily, you know, it's not Madden. That's probably not the smartest idea.
Just throw it up, see what happens. Okay, so first play of the game offensively for the Rams. Is it like a traditional run? What do you think?
I can't even remember who I was talking to, but I said, how funny would it be, you know, the clear end of the Adazio start of the Norvell era. First place, they forget it. Five wide, everyone go deep. We're chucking it. But again, that obviously is a joke. I don't think he'll be that. If I had to bet, I would say some sort of very quick pass, you know, whether it's a swing out to Ajon Vivens or maybe, you know, get Melquan Stovall in the slot or you know, maybe a little quick hitch to Torrey Horton. I'm guessing some very quick, get the ball out of Clay's hands, get him a very quick completion, and see if that can get everyone some confidence and calm everyone down a bit.
Yeah, boy, I am so excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You put together a phenomenal piece on Clay Millen, just outlining a lot of his past, you know, his high school days and everything. But you also caught up with Hugh Millen as well, Kevin, and he's a riot, man. But you brought this up, and I had no idea. Is this correct? His first start was also against Michigan?
Yeah, how wild is that? It wasn't his first start. Second start,
okay,
first road game. He had played a home game. But yeah, Hugh Millen's first road start as quarterback at Washington was at Michigan. Michigan was quarterbacked by Jim Harbaugh. Clay Millen's first career start at Michigan, head coach Jim Harbaugh. So it doesn't really mean anything, but it's pretty crazy. But the one little nugget of that is, you know, Hugh has talked to Clay about, you know, what to expect, you know, how to handle it. And, you know, again, that doesn't necessarily lead to, you know, a win or anything like that. But it is a useful little nugget of like, hey, Dad was in this same spot and, you know, he was 104,000 or something for him in that game, and it'll be, you know, 107 or some thousand this week. So, you know, you can give some little nuggets, but it is crazy irony that happened that way.
No question. I mean, it's just, this is why we love sports so much. There's always these storylines when we already have enough. We don't need more, but then yeah. you hit me with that yesterday. We talked about it on the show yesterday. This is why we love getting you on, because you give us all this different insight, just adding more fuel to this fire coming up this weekend. We talked to Clay. We've had two shows now with Clay. We're ready to actually talk about a game, like you said. But from your conversation with him, obviously you chatted with him a while to put this piece together. You talked to him on a daily basis. How's he doing, man? I mean, he said he's kind of nervous. He kind of likes to get nervous, but he's not overly nervous. What's your takeaway from your chats with Clay thus far?
Yeah, he seems excited. He flat out says he's excited. He knows it's going to be, you know, a game he'll remember the rest of his life. Not only, you know, I think you'll always remember your first college start, but your first college start is in front of 110,000. So, you know, he's excited. And it's interesting talking to Hugh. You know, I know you've had the pleasure to talk to him too. Hugh Millen, friend of the show, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
That Clay's a guy that all week long, he puts in this crazy prep. He is just locked in, you know, very focused, very serious. But then almost in a complete juxtaposition, when he gets on the field, he's kind of this wild child. He's just so excited and exuberant. You know, Hugh called it his LFG attitude, which I'll let people put together what that means. So it's going to be fun to watch that because, yeah, you can see, like, when we're around practice and everything, you can see his seriousness, talk to teammates and whatever. You can, you know, hear stories about that. But you can see on the field, he just loves, you know, in my story, my feature on him, I called it, it's his theater. He just loves performing. So I'm really excited to see that. And it seems like he's balancing things pretty well. And the kid's going to be nervous. He's, you know, 19, making a, you know, his first college start. But it seems like, you know, I think putting in all the prep helps with that. If he knows he's done all he can do to be prepared to play this game.
Well, you talked about, like, he hasn't played a lot. I mean, you go back to his high school. You were discussing this with us yesterday. It's not like he has a lot of high school games necessarily under his belt either.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild for a guy that has his, you know, recruiting ranking and all that. You normally think, well, they're probably a starting quarterback probably by their sophomore year, you know, maybe freshman, but at least sophomore. You know, probably won, you know, about 30 games, probably went deep in the playoffs pretty much every year. But Clay doesn't have that. You know, his freshman, sophomore years, he was, you know, freshman JV because his brother, Kale, who's a college quarterback, was starting in front of him. So Clay takes over his junior year, puts up just stupid numbers, insane numbers his junior year. So you're thinking, okay, he's going to have two monster years. But then COVID hits, and Washington State basically didn't have a season, so he played two games his senior year. So he has 15 total starts, and then, you know, he redshirted last year. So it's been since his junior year, since he's, you know, played in front of a big crowd, played, you know, a string of games together. So he, I don't want to say inexperienced because he's put in so much work, but as far as, you know, starting games, he really doesn't have that much.
Yeah, it's insane, too. And then to look at this and go, wow, your first college football start. I mean, how many snaps did he actually have last year, Kevin?
Yeah, well, the Nevada stats say that he threw two passes. According to, you know, Mike Brohard was telling me at CSU that Clay claims it's three, that they missed one, and Clay has the tape, which makes sense. So he threw three passes, you know, probably, I don't know, less than 20 snaps overall, I would say. Very minimal experience, but he was working under Carson Strong, really good quarterback. So good, you know, good learning experience, but certainly not on field play.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And what do you make of Mr. Harbaugh and his, you know, going with what, McNamara on Saturday? And then is it J.J. Harkinson? Is that it? I don't know what his name is.
Something like that.
He's going with him against Hawaii. What do you make of that? I asked Clay, I was like, do you view it as kind of a slight? And he kind of laughed it off, but he said, yeah, kind of. I mean, they're experimenting with two Mountain West teams for their quarterback competition.
Yeah, I guess I have different view or multiple views on it, if that's the thing. I can understand CSU maybe being like, hey, what are you doing? Although Jay Norvell basically dismissed it yesterday. He said, we don't care. The offense doesn't really change. We're ready for both. From Michigan's perspective, I do totally get it. If you're looking at them, you're saying, well, these are two opponents we should beat pretty easily. Let's get these guys on the field, see what they do. It is kind of odd to basically use this as NFL type exhibition games, but I can see why they do it, and I can also see why CSU, especially their defensive players, might be like, this is a little insulting. Let's go mess them up.
Yeah, it's just weird to me. Overall, when you look, J.J. McCarthy, that's the name I was like. I got the first name right. I mean, that's all that matters in this one.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, you're right. It doesn't matter. This is a huge game. It's a huge opportunity for CSU. And really, you know, it's a big money game kind of deal. It's a national television. People get to see this Rams team. It is phenomenal to see kind of more or less more Rams fans saying, hey, we don't even care what that score is. There's got to be a threshold, though, Kevin, like where you do feel like, oh, this wasn't good. Like, what is that score? What's the threshold? Lose by 40? Lose by 30? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, if they come back, you know, after a 70-3, that's not going to be feeling very good. I would say if it's, you know, 40 or over, that's probably getting, you know, to a not great feeling. You know, it could happen, but that's probably, you know, over 40 is probably where you're saying, I'm not sure this is okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think there's a point. There's at least a score where it doesn't feel right. And again, that doesn't change anything going forward after this Michigan game. Kevin, my man, great write-up by you. I know we're going to break into it a little bit more today during Rams Weekly. We'll give our final picks to our first pick of the season for CSU. So I'm looking forward to it, my man.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show this evening. I'm really excited for it.
Can't wait. Love doing it. Kevin, we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you got to check out that write-up. Go to the Coloradoans page, and it's fantastic. Everything you want to know about Clay Millen and this quarterback that is being trusted with the air raid offense for Jay Norvell and Matt Mummy. I mean, he's a young dude. It's fun to read up on him, man. It's great stuff at the Coloradoan. 11:50 the time. We'll take a short break. We're going to wrap up hour number one, jam-packed 12 o'clock hour. UNC Bears defensive coordinator Scott Darnell will join me. CSU Rams head coach Jay Norvell will join me. So do not touch that dial. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo. on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.